Representative Scott Perry on Pennsylvania. Republican poll watchers kept thousands of feet away in Philly. By Robert Krajicek on November 10, 2020. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, told Breitbart News on Tuesday that Republican poll watchers were kept thousands of feet away from ballot counting election workers in the Philadelphia Convention Center in the city of brotherly love on Election Day. Perry highlighted the Philadelphia Convention Center's use as a ballot processing center on Election Day and afterwards. Its largest exhibit hall is 125,000 square feet. The center has a total of 528,000 square feet of continuous exhibition space. The distance between Republican poll watchers and ballot counters rendered meaningful observation of vote processing impossible, Perry explained. This is a convention center that is just massive, Perry said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The poll watchers were put all at one end, so you can't see anything. It'd be like watching a play on a football field, where you're standing on one end zone and the play is happening on the other end zone and you're supposed to make the call. Keep in mind the things they're watching for are removal of the inner envelope on the mail-in ballot. That inner envelope has to be there, or the ballot is not valid. Perry continued, they're looking for postmarks on the mail-in ballots. Because if it's not sent in before Election Day or on Election Day, it should be invalid. They're looking for signatures. We want to make sure the people that are authorized to vote are the ones that are voting and the people that aren't authorized to vote are aren't voting. That's what, among other things, poll watchers are looking for. You can't see that from 6 feet away, and you certainly can't see it from thousands of feet away. Yet that's what occurred in Philadelphia, Perry remarked. Perry added, if you're standing on one end zone, how can you see what's happening on the other end zone? The Philadelphia Convention Center is a massive building, and that they let poll watchers in the door, but that's essentially it. Functionally, you're not observing anything. Listen. The Philadelphia Inquirer published a photograph of a poll watcher using binoculars to observe the processing of ballots in the Philadelphia Convention Center on Election Day. Perry said, Democrats are saying, well, we did leave them in the building, but it has to be useful poll watching. We don't mind Democrats watching. We think that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and anybody should be allowed to stand there and watch. It's our election process. It doesn't belong to one party or another. The Trump campaign secured an order from the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania on Thursday directing city officials in Philadelphia to allow campaign observers within 6 feet of ballot counting. Philadelphia's Democrat city officials appealed the order on the grounds of safety related to the coronavirus and COVID-19. Perry described Democrats' opposition to election observers being permitted within 6 feet of ballot counters as an effort to obfuscate their conduct. He said, "When I'm doing something that I think I'm doing well, I want everybody to see it. I'm not hiding it when I'm doing a good job. I want the world to see it." And the fact that you don't want anybody to see it lends itself to suspicion, if nothing else. Perry said if Pennsylvania's election results are indeterminate, a second election in the state may ensue or the Keystone State's electors may not be seated. One of the remedies is to revote the presidential election, because the president is disputing it, Perry stated. The other remedy might be that Pennsylvania's electors just aren't seated, because the election is in doubt, and we just don't trust the results of the election because of all these anomalies. Pennsylvania's state Democrat authorities changed election laws in the lead-up to 2020's presidential election for partisan political advantage, noted Perry. Perry said, Pennsylvania Democrats set the table for Joe Biden to win Pennsylvania. But aside from that, they also set the table for outright fraud and malfeasance across the spectrum on Election Day and coming into Election Day. It's more than just the mail-in votes which favor, generally speaking. The Democrat side and Republicans just have to acknowledge that, but Democrats need to also acknowledge that mail-in voting also lends itself to improprieties, whether they are by intention or whether they're by happenstance or accident. Perry concluded, this is a concerted operation to make sure that former Vice President Joe Biden is elected the next President of the United States, whether he's elected or not. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.